Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. UConn has taken the trophy for NCAA men's basketball for the second year in a row. During the trophy ceremony on TBS, head coach Dan Hurley let it all out.
Kind of getting used to this up here, and the confetti, the trophy. Number six, baby! Number six!
The Huskies beat the Purdue Boilermakers 75-60. James and Jennifer Crumley will hear their sentence Tuesday as the first parents criminally charged in a mass shooting committed by their son in the Oxford High School massacre in Michigan. WWJ Radio's Charlie Langton from Detroit.
10 to 15 years is the maximum sentence. Not so interesting that the prosecutor wants the maximum sentence. The parents of the Oxford High School shooter, they want time served, which is about 2.5 years, awaiting trial. Likely the judge, though, will go somewhere in between, likely on the higher side because of the severity of this crime.
A baby was killed and a child injured on the 405 freeway in Culver City, California. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Luzdelia Cabero tells us an investigation is underway into how they got on that road at 4:30 a.m.
Witnesses reported seeing a dark sedan on scene at the time of the incident, but when CHP officers arrived, the car was already gone.
Everything's still under investigation as to how they got there in the first place.
Now the CHP is asking for the public's help to bring justice to these children.
The path of the solar eclipse across the U.S. drew millions of people seeking enchantment or science or both. CBS's Christine Johnson was with a family at Niagara Falls.
I just feel like the connection of the whole universe, sort of.
Look behind us, Audrey. I mean,
it just
you can
feels
see
so...
the lights, you can see the breaks in the clouds, and the colors. Girls, what do you think of these colors in the sky?
They're just so magical.
Too many nurses are leaving the profession and not enough new nurses are coming in. CBS News reporter Cooper Lawrence has new information on the cause.
The University of Pennsylvania surveyed almost 7,900 nurses who recently left the profession. They found only 59% had a planned retirement. The rest, they told researchers, insufficient staffing, burnout, and poor working conditions sent them packing. That means it's all in the hands of healthcare employers who could retain more nurses if they had more flexible working hours and better working conditions.
Maya Kababi's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, tops the American Library Association's challenged books list for a third straight year. The coming-of-age story has also received the Libraries Association's award for best young adult literature, but school systems in Florida, Texas, and elsewhere have banned it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden unveiling a new student loan forgiveness plan at a stop in Madison Monday. Up to $20,000 in interest would be canceled for the 25 million Americans who owe more now than they first borrowed.
While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket's becoming much too expensive.
And borrowers who make less than $120,000 a year could have their interest canceled. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14- and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. The Republican bill was part of a wider push to roll back child labor laws in Wisconsin. Evers says asking more kids to work is not a serious solution to the state's worker shortage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose at home again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks went into halftime with an 11-point lead and still lost to the Knicks 122-109. The Bucks have now lost four in a row. Is it a lack of effort? Damian Lillard.
If you let teams start to believe and feel good about themselves, runs happen. You know, I think that's kind of been the story of these last, you know, 4 or 5, 6 games. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better.
The Bucks host the number one seed Celtics tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers bashed the Mariners 12-4 to win the series. A home run for Willy Adames, 2 home runs for William Contreras. So what did they ask the jokester, Pat Murphy, after the game?
You know, Adam McKelvey in the third row. With all those close games to start the year, how nice is it to happen where you score early and maybe everybody can just breathe a little?
That's a really shitty question.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers developing here in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies across the area as our lows tumble into the lower 40s. We'll see some showers early Tuesday, then mostly cloudy skies with afternoon highs in the mid and upper 50s. A west wind will be breezy. It's 42 at our studios.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jason Mansmith, Matt Miller, and Don Rosen. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program over at messageboxnews.com. Dan Pfeiffer, he's a kind of a media critic. He asked the question, why is the press making Trump seem more normal? And the example he gave was last Thursday, Donald Trump was on Hugh Hewitt's show over on Salem Radio Network, and he said some really wacky stuff. Specifically, he said, I think what happens is, you know, that white stuff, he's talking about Biden. I think what happened is, you know, that white stuff that they happened to find, which happened to be cocaine in the White House. I don't know. I think something's going on there because I watched the State of the Union and he was all jacked up at the beginning. And by the end, he was fading fast. There's something going on here. In other words, Donald Trump just claimed on Thursday on a national radio program, just claimed that he believed that the president of the United States, Joe Biden, is using cocaine. Now, that should be a national story. You know, this is how nuts Donald Trump is. Or, hey, Mr. Biden, are you using cocaine? I mean, you know, the presidential nominee from one of the two major parties just said this. Now, but it never got reported. And Dan Pfeiffer says this is pure insanity. He says, you know, yes, a presidential candidate just accused a sitting president of the United States of delivering the State of the Union address while high on cocaine. He said traditional political media decided to ignore this outlandish accusation from a clearly deranged and dishonest man and the next potential president of the United States. He goes on to point, the reporters who covered Trump listened to the interview. They wrote many stories about his comments on Israel and Gaza. But they made the editorial decision to bury Trump's insane accusations. This incident, Dan Pfeiffer notes, reveals how the press's coverage of Trump ends up advantaging him and making Biden's road to election that much steeper. And he talks about Roger Ailes, you know, the guy who started Fox News, his orchestra pit theory of politics. Roger Ailes said, if you have two guys on the stage and one guy says, I have a solution to the Middle East problem, and the other guy falls into the orchestra pit, who do you think is going to be on the evening news? Right. It would be the guy who falls into the orchestra pit, right? Of course. And that's the, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. But I would think that Donald Trump accusing Joe Biden of using cocaine for the State of the Union address would fall into the category of bleeding and leading, right? It's hard to say, but anyway, I watch this happening as arguably a member of the press or certainly a person in the media. And I'm just astonished by how infrequently the press reports on the really radical and insane things that Donald Trump is saying or the lies that he tells, just easily, routinely. Oh, yes, I met with that family of that young woman, you know, who was murdered. Well, he didn't, you know, and they had to come out the next day and say, no, he didn't. He's lying. He just lies all the time. Amazing. Meanwhile, Trump's RNC chair, the chairman of the Republican Party, or co-chair, he's co-chair with Laura Trump, his name is Michael Whatley, handpicked by Donald Trump to run the RNC, said, and I quote, this was on Fox News Sunday, this was yesterday, he said, quote, Joe Biden's feckless leadership has shown China, has shown Ukraine, has shown Iran that they can feel free to be much more aggressive on the world front to the point where they will even try to meddle in our elections here. Wait a second. China, Iran, and Ukraine are all enemy countries of the United States? And this is the chairman of the Republican Party? Where do they find these people? What, do they go to QAnon parties and recruit them? I mean, no, I get it. He used to be the chair of the, I believe it was the South Dakota Republican Party. Might have been North Dakota. Excuse me, Carolina. It was one of the Carolinas. Yeah, it was the North Carolina Republican Party, and he was elected to the RNC in March, and he, you know, he now serves alongside Laura Trump. He is, his other big thing is what he calls election integrity, which is training an army of well-armed militia members to show up at the polls to intimidate voters. And they're doing that right now. They had a training session in Washington, D.C. last week, and you know, a couple of people have reported on it. And then he blamed Biden for showing countries like Ukraine that they can meddle in the U.S. elections, despite there being no evidence whatsoever that Ukraine has ever meddled in our elections. You know, instead, they're just trying to survive while being attacked by a psychopath in the country next door, you know, in Russia. It's really pretty incredible when you think about it, that the chair of the Republican Party would be saying this. I mean, you know. Okay, so last week Donald Trump said he was Jesus. Or the week before last, he said he was Jesus. This last week, he said that he was Nelson Mandela. What's it going to be next week? What do you think? You know, give me a shout and let me know. 202-808-9925. Representative Mike Turner, the Republican of Ohio, chairs the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. And on Sunday, on one of the talk shows, he said it is absolutely true that some Republican members of Congress are repeating Russian propaganda about the invasion of Ukraine instigated by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He agreed with the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair, Michael McCaul, a Republican from Texas, who said in an interview with Puck News last week that Russian propaganda, quote, had infected a good chunk of my party's base and suggested that conservative media was to blame. This is what McCaul said. Excuse me, this is what Turner said. He said, we see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russian messages, some of which we even hear uttered on the House floor. The pro-Russian message, Turner said, has made it harder for Ukraine's supporters in the GOP to frame the conduct as an authoritarian versus democracy battle. He said, Ukraine needs our help and assistance now, and this is a very crucial time for the U.S. Congress to step up and provide that aid. Meanwhile, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has vowed to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson should he move forward with a vote on any aid to Ukraine at all. And then you get Representative French Hill, a Republican from Arkansas. He's an outspoken Republican supporter of Ukraine aid. And he told CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday that he believes Johnson will prioritize passing supplemental security assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan when Congress returns tomorrow from this two-week recess. We'll see, right? I mean, we'll see. I'm not holding my breath for, you know, on the theory that Republicans are going to do anything good for our country. I'm just not holding my breath on that. But, you know, what can you say? All righty, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? There are open lines if you want to give us a shout. 202-808-9925. We'll be back with more of your calls, actually, for the rest of the hour. It's you and me. What's on your mind, and what do you think about all these stories? We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Your hometown from News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown News Talk and Sports. 97.5 and WFHR 320 AM.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love, with Super Beats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day.
Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeets heart chews, and I've been taking them for, geez, almost a decade. They're so convenient. I just love that. Superbeets heart chews are also effective and clinically studied. They're from Superbeets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeets heart chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeets heart chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Seriously, T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeets.com. And welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour and picking up your calls here. Vicki in Titusville, Florida. Hey, Vicki, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good afternoon. What's on my mind right now is the issue with voting. A lot of people don't really like Biden. They're cringy, but they definitely don't want to vote for Trump. It's necessary to turn it around. Really, you're voting for Biden, but you're voting for the people who are going to work for him. You're also voting in the future for the opportunity to be able to vote. Mm-hmm. You're also voting for the rule of law. You're voting for the Constitution.
Yes.
You're also voting for workers' rights. You're voting for unions, consumer protections, LGBTQ rights, trans rights, women's rights, fair immigration laws, and the environment, and the list can go on and on and on and on. People need to think about to turn it around and, you know, to trying to find something to think, you know, it's not just Biden that you're voting, it's the people that work for him and how he's going to protect the country, because the other choice is definitely awful.
Yeah, this is the moment when we decide whether we're going to become a more democratic nation, small d democratic nation, or whether we're going to become a fascist oligarchy. And you know, the Republicans have made their choice, and they're quite clear about that, and they're quite proud of it, that they want fascist oligarchy. And the Democrats have made their choice. They very much want a democracy, a small d democracy, and in fact they want to get big money out of politics to reduce the oligarchy dimension of American politics. And, you know, you said it so well, Vicki. Thank you so much for the call. Jim in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to correct that guy that called in earlier. The Statue of Liberty was never about immigration. That had nothing to do with immigration. The Statue of Liberty was France's gift to us for abolishing slavery. And there's an Atlanta article about the story on the poem, the Atlanta, the magazine, the story behind the poem on the Statue of Liberty. It explains it so well. It was written in January 2018. So there's a chain on the ankle of the Statue of Liberty that's broken. And that symbolizes the end of slavery.
Interesting. Yeah, I knew that the plaque at the bottom with the poem by Ezra somebody or other. You know, give me your poor, your tired, your huddled masses, et cetera, yearning to breathe free. That was put on the Statue of Liberty some years after the Statue of Liberty came to the United States.
Yeah, about 20 years, and that was Emma Lazarus.
Emma Lazarus.
Famous 1883 sonnet, The New Colossus.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, is that you had, at the beginning, you had a Frederick Douglass. You should read, he should read about what he had to say about immigration, and also Webb DeVos, and also Washington Carver, and also all the black thinkers back then. They all, what they read is very enlightening. And also what people ought to look into is the great second great migration. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was the migration of the southern sharecroppers from the south, black,
right,
moving up to fill up the jobs in the north.
Right.
And how did that happen? How did that happen? Because unions lobbied restricted immigration from 1900. Mm. Unions created that. Okay? Unions have been the best thing for the advancement of African Americans in this country.
Yep, I agree. Absolutely agree. And that's.
By the way, let me get one more thing.
Sure.
If we had a strong union in Boeing, all these accidents would have never happened.
Yeah, I think you may be right. I don't know. I'm not an insider at Boeing, but I think that putting bean counters in charge of corporations where public safety is at risk is a dangerous thing.
Yeah, because what they're doing is this Reagan rule that he stopped in the 80s, where it said CEOs cannot gain stock options. They cannot earn money off stock options.
Right.
So what they do is they boost that price by firing workers, by cutting corners on quality to boost that profit, to make the numbers look good so they can sell their options at a high price. It's this totally psychopathic.
No, I'm very familiar with it. Jim, thank you. Your points are all very well made. Thank you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, y'all. It's a good thing I voted for Nader in 2000, so no one has to vote for RFK Jr. this time around.
I did too, by the way. David.
Yeah, but I'm one of the 537 in that movie.
Oh, in Florida, yeah. I voted for Nader in Vermont, where I figured, I wanted the Green Party to have some mojo, but I've changed my mind since then.
Likewise. Of course, I was doing it in Sweetwater, which was so ruby red, I figured it wouldn't count as much.
Yeah.
So that's the good part. The bad part is that Trump thinks that he's Andy Kaufman because they both dabbled in wrestling and questioning the nature of.
You mean the old comedian? Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I keep waiting. Well, it's been a running joke among comedians. We're waiting for Trump to peel off his mask and reveal Andy Kaufman like the old Tony Clifton character.
Oh. Like it's all a pastiche.
The ugly part is my phone isn't smart enough so I can both make a safe video of the eclipse while listening to the correct soundtrack, perhaps. Obviously, Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky, Children of the Moon. I'm sure some people will be playing Dark Side of the Moon.
That would be a way to watch the eclipse, too. You watch it on the screen of your phone, and you point your phone at the sun.
Right. Back in Black, maybe, by AC/DC. Black Hole. So I'm sure someone's come up with a better list, except I only have the one screen to play with. So If I want to shoot video, then I can't listen to the music. Oh, well.
Yeah, I get it.
That's my cue. Happy Eclipse Day.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Good talking to you. David, excuse me. Yeah. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes, and we'll continue our conversation. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls right after this.
Locally grown radio from
Wisconsin,
from
Vesper
to Clover,
we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM, WFHR, 1320 AM.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. The UConn Huskies are back-to-back NCAA champions, beating the Purdue Boilermakers 75-60. UConn guard Cam Spencer.
Coming in, we knew Zach Edey's a tough guy to stop. You know, we wanted to make him work for everything, but, you know, I think the coaches made a point that we'd be really locked in if, you know, we could control their three-point attempt.
State troopers are trying to figure out how a baby died on a highway at Culver City at 4:30 a.m. CBS's Luzdelia Caballero.
The California Highway Patrol says the baby died at the scene, and another child, a 9-year-old girl, was taken to the hospital.
As far as the type of injuries, there's some sort of trauma. However, there's so many different things that could have happened.
The solar eclipse is over, a cherished memory. CBS's Christine Johnson was with a family at Niagara Falls.
The timing of this is absolutely amazing. Look at this. Do you see the corona? Yes! The sparkling lights. It's so cool.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. President Biden says student loan debt is crippling too many Americans and hurting the U.S. economy.
My administration will propose a new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
Biden in Madison Monday announcing new steps that could benefit 25 million Americans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingies.
Winged thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingies.
The winged thingies.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers developing here in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies across the area as our lows tumble into the lower 40s. We'll see some showers early Tuesday, then mostly cloudy skies with afternoon highs in the mid and upper 50s. A west wind will be breezy. Right now it's 40.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Joe Biden just went off on Trump. This is crazy. I've got to share this with you real quickly, and then I'll pick up your calls. This is at Joe Biden. This is from his Twitter feed. He says, Trump is scrambling. You'll recall this morning Trump released a video saying that he's not going to take a position on abortion. He's not going to advocate for a ban. He's not going to advocate for Roe v. Wade. He's just not going to take a position. And so this is Joe Biden's response. He's worried that since he's the one responsible for overturning Roe, the voters will hold him accountable in 2024. Well, I have news for you, Donald. They will. Donald Trump made it clear once again today that he is, more than anyone in America, the person responsible for ending Roe v. Wade. He is, more than anyone in America, responsible for creating the cruelty and the chaos that has enveloped America since the Dobbs decision. Trump once said women must be punished for seeking reproductive health care, and he's gotten his wish. Women are being turned away from emergency rooms, forced to go to court to seek permission for the medical attention they need, and left to travel hundreds of miles for health care. In states like Florida, abortion will soon be illegal before many women know they're pregnant. Because of Donald Trump, one in three women in America already live under extreme and dangerous bans that put their lives at risk and threaten doctors with prosecution for doing their jobs, and that is only getting worse. Trump doesn't tell you the MAGA Republicans he controls in Congress have put forward bills that would ban fertility treatments, and that the Speaker of the House he empowered is one of the strongest supporters of a national abortion ban in the nation. Let there be no illusion. If Donald Trump is elected and the MAGA Republicans in Congress put a national abortion ban on the Resolute desk, Trump will sign it into law. And then he goes on. He says, Trump is simply lying. There was no groundswell of support in America for overturning Roe. In fact, support for Roe is higher today in America than it ever has been. The real truth is Trump made a political deal in 2016. He promised to appoint a court that would get rid of Roe. And he had to make good on that debt, so he did. It was never about public policy or what was right or what Trump believed. It was always about politics. And Trump admits as much in his statement today. Phew. Blistering. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says if Judge Juan Merchan wants to throw him in jail for violating the court order, the gag order, that's fine with him. He says it would be a great honor. He says, I will gladly become a modern-day Nelson Mandela. He's facing 24 felony counts of falsifying business records to influence an election in this hush money payments that he made in 2016. And Michael Steele, the former head of the RNC, the chairman of the RNC just a few years ago, comes out and says, I don't get it. The man is now putting out subtle threat warnings to this judge, getting his base, and we've already had how many incidents where rogue members of his base have gone off and done stupid stuff. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's husband, et cetera. I don't get it. Tell me, what am I missing? What is America missing that the courts can't just shut this man up? Maybe we should just put his ass in jail to shut him up. But that's just my reaction. He fumed. Oh, he didn't say ass. He said behind. Put his behind in jail. Forgive me, Michael Steele. Yeah. Yeah. I would love to see Donald Trump in jail. All right. What's on your mind today? Ron in Oaks, North Dakota. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk about Project 2025. I copied that on my Facebook page, and I shared it with a comment. The lady that called in a couple calls before basically indicated everything that the Trump presidency is going to address once it comes in, and Project 2025 outlines that.
Yeah.
And we're going
to want a national abortion ban.
Right. And Stephen Miller is going to be in charge of immigration again.
Yep.
And he's also Heritage Foundation document also suggests that we have federalized National Guard troops going from red states to blue states to round up people. I mean, it's a scary document, and I would suggest that your listeners copy that document, share it to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, so that it gets publicized. Because it seems to me, I know we've got people that aren't interested in the election yet, but it seems to me if people read that, hopefully their eyes will be opened.
I agree, Ron, although the document is over 900 pages, it might be a better political strategy to find a good article that summarizes it. I've written a couple over at HartmanReport.com, but there have been good articles summarizing the, you know, what's really weird and bizarre about Project 2025. And, you know, sending somebody 2,000 or 3,000 words instead of 900 pages.
And that's what I did. The one I did was much shorter. It was a synopsis. Yeah. It wasn't the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what you want.
And sorry I misled you on that, but it wasn't the whole thing. And it doesn't have to be the whole thing, certainly.
Yep. No, I'm with you. It's rather mind-boggling, actually. Ron, thank you so much for the call. And thanks for listening to SiriusXM. Ed in Belfair, Washington. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. I wanted to talk about responsibility as far as, like, the railroad companies and the company that ran into the bridge in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Now, Baltimore. I have insurance on my house, on my cars. I'm responsible for taking care of anything that I damage. Now, with that being said, the Republicans are fighting any money going to them to fix the bridge. In the meantime, I haven't heard anything about how they can recoup that money through the cargo company or through these right. Just like the railroad company in Palestine. Now, I understand that there was a bill that was put forth and the Republicans turned it down to give more safety to the railroad companies, right, or make them do their jobs. And that's, I think, true. That's the reason why tires are flying off of Boeing airplanes and doors are flying off. I think the caller before about the unions, mm-hmm, if the unions were strong and had words and could get their 2 cents in, safety would be a lot better than what it is.
I completely agree.
That's all I wanted to say, Tom.
Okay, well, you said it very well, Ed, and I do appreciate it. Thank you. James in Spokane. Hey, James, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
You know, I was thinking about the Trump supporters, the firm avowed will vote for him every time because he won ever. You know, they're that kind of people. They can't be approached. You can't convince them consciously on a conscious level. And there's subconscious, unconscious, something that'll trigger maybe an epiphany, hopefully, in these people. And I was thinking a good nickname, and one that might have a great good effect unconsciously would be Doomsday Donald. Because he's always talking about dooms. You know, whether he wins or loses, no matter what comes, whether he's a dictator.
It's American carnage.
Doomsday Donald would just be so befitting, and it might jar these people unconsciously. And, you know, like, why are they referring to him as Doomsday?
Yeah.
What about the guy is Doomsday, you know?
Yeah.
It might actually cause them to. Another thing I wanted to bring up, if you got just half a minute. I called one time before mentioning the fact that Harry Truman recognized Israel, officially recognized them after 11 minutes, mm-hmm, and you thought it was exaggerating, but that's literal. Hmm. He took 11 minutes against the advice of all the people around him to recognize Israel as an independent, free state.
Oh, that's interesting. His advisors were opposed to it? Why?
It says that despite warnings from State Department, quote-unquote, experts, he personally intervened to help establish the state of Israel. He granted U.S. recognition only 11 minutes after Israel officially declared its independence.
Wow. That's remarkable.
As to the why, this is from an almanac that I recommend highly to you. It's if you heard of an author, I really don't read him. His name is Irving Wallace, or at least that's his writing name. Mm-hmm. His real name is Wallachinsky. He published in 1975 a book called, supposedly a pretty good seller, called The People's Almanac. Mm-hmm. It's about 1,400 pages.
Oh, I remember that. I used to have a copy.
It's wonderful. You know, there was a second volume with all new information in it.
Huh? I didn't know that.
And if you could find those, I'd recommend them. They're well worth rereading.
Yeah. Okay.
Or reading.
I will check it out. James, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for the heads up.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Steve in Riverside, California. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just was going to check in with you to see if you had a chance to watch this new documentary on HBO called The Truth versus Alex Jones.
I have not, although I am fairly familiar with Alex Jones and his career. He's in the same business I am.
Yeah, It is the most powerful documentary I've ever seen.
Really?
It made me cry. At the same time, it made me angry. And the reason I think it's something everyone should take a look at is that no matter what your politics, that if you're just halfway human, it will impact you. It just is. It's just right in your face what people like Alex Jones have done to our country. Mm. It is just powerful, and I would strongly encourage you to watch it. I know it might cost $5 for the monthly membership because it's on HBO.
No, I'm subscribed to HBO. It's called The People versus Alex Jones, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
If you'll watch it, if your listeners and viewers will watch it, it's going to drive home a powerful message.
Yeah, I get it. Steve, thank you. Thank you for the call and for the information. Yeah. I will try to check that out. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Well, the eclipse is rolling along. I think we're in the last stages of it. It hasn't gotten dark at all here in Portland. So, yeah, it's cloudy.
Your hometown
from
news talk and sports station. Stephen's locally grown news radio. Talk and sports. 97.5 FM.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is now. Be ready for statewide tornado drills on Thursday, April 11th at 1:45 and 6:45. So wherever you may be, at school, work, or home with your family, this is the time to talk about your tornado and severe weather safety plans. And muscle memory is key in an emergency. Remember that a watch means a storm, tornado, or flooding is possible. The ingredients are there. And a warning is issued when one of those is about to or already is happening. Take shelter immediately. Our state averages close to 25 tornadoes between May and August. But recent records have been broken with tornadoes now tearing through the month of February. So it pays to always be weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever there'd be like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The old Hillbilly Train song. I love it. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Jonathan in St. Petersburg, Florida, listening on WMNF. Hey, Jonathan, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Good. Love your show. Really respect what you're doing for the country. I was just calling in with a nickname I thought of for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I thought of it when I saw her doing the court depositions that she was in a while ago, and I like to call her Perjury Traitor Greed.
Perjury Traitor Greed?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's better than attacking her for physical looks or the three toes thing. I think it's a direct attack on who she is as a person. And
I agree. I'm always a little uncomfortable, but only a little when I read Jeff Teague's newsletter.
Yeah, I get it, because she'll do it and it's turnaround is fair game, I suppose. Yeah. But I'd rather attack her on her beliefs.
Yeah, and her actions. I mean, her actions are just reprehensible, what she has done. She is doing actual harm to America. And she's out there saying that, Vladimir Putin is protecting Christians and America's not. It's like, what the hell? And she says Ukraine is assassinating priests. Actually, 63 priests have been killed in Ukraine by Russians. Not a single one killed by Ukrainians. But, you know, the Russian propaganda doesn't say that. And that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is going by. It's really pathetic.
Yeah, that's what she and the Republicans will push all day long if we let them.
There you go. Jonathan, thank you so much for the call. That's a good one. Anita in Denver. Hey, Anita, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I've been racking my brain about these Republicans. How do they vote against themselves? By voting Republican, right?
It's a big question.
They have some sort of brain deficiency.
They have what deficiency?
Brain deficiency.
Oh, brain deficiency. Like, they're just dumb?
Well, they're not dumb. It's the logical part of their brain that doesn't function.
Hmm. And why do you think that is? Is it a result of being exposed to right-wing propaganda so long? Something else? I mean, I read a comment that somebody... I posted my article today over at Daily Kos, and somebody posted a comment that they lived in a rural area and that... You know, young people with any kind of intellect just got the hell out of town. You know, they went off to college and they never came back. And that left behind the stupid people, basically. Now, I'm not sure that that's, I used to live in rural areas. Louise and I lived in Northfield, Vermont. We lived in up on Stinson Lake in Rumney, New Hampshire for, aggregate over a decade. And I met a lot of rural people that I really liked, and I met a lot of rural people that I thought were just yahoos. But, they were still, by and large, decent people. So, I don't get it.
Yeah, you can find decency in them. It's just logical part of their brain that doesn't function.
Yeah.
I guess it's because they have listened to propaganda so long, It's just that some sort of a deficiency.
I think so, too. And this is the damage that Rupert Murdoch has done to America, with Fox News and just hiring people to lie to people, hiring people to go on television and not just tell lies, but distort the truth on a literally on a daily basis. And it's a crime, frankly, against democracy. Anita, thank you for the call. Linnea in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah, it's Linnea.
Oh,
you
Linnea.
Got it.
Okay. What's up?
Yeah. Hi, Tom. Happy Eclipse Day, and thank you for always being the voice of reason.
Thank you.
So I have a question, which I wouldn't have taken seriously, except that the reports keep coming from CBS and CNN and The Guardian and ABC. This report that Biden could be left off of Ohio's general election ballot due to a statutory requirement, according to the Secretary of State, Frank LaRose.
That's correct. That's correct.
So, and then they say that the Democratic National Convention is scheduled for August 19th. Well, I guess you know that. And that's a week after the August 7th deadline to certify a presidential candidate.
Yep.
So he's saying that the Democratic National Committee would either have to reschedule the convention to before Ohio's August 7th deadline, or get the Ohio legislature to enact an exemption to the statutory
requirement. Which ain't going
to
happen.
And we'd have to do that.
Well, there's a third option,
right.
And that is that the DNC could simply put Joe Biden on the ballot in Ohio, even though he hasn't been officially nominated. There's no, to the best of my knowledge, no
okay.
law that requires that he be officially nominated before he's put on the ballot. It's up to the party.
Okay, so they can ignore that.
I don't know. I don't know Ohio law, but it seems like that would be an option. Unless there is a law that prevents that. And I've seen several articles about this so far, and none of them have said, the party can't do that. But, maybe. So
okay.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Linnea. Doug in Portland. Hey, Doug, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. I was listening to a couple of your callers in the last few minutes while I'm driving here in Portland. And my question to you and my thought is this. I mean, it really comes down to why. Why do so many people think this crazy stuff? And you said a while ago about the right-wing media echo chamber. And I'm just wondering how to disrupt that, because my theory is that the right-wing listeners are based in fear,
yeah.
And it hits the gut.
We need a left-wing radio network.
Doug,
the answer is we need a left-wing radio network. I'm telling you, if Air America had not existed back when Barack Obama was running for president, he would not have gotten elected. We had a huge impact on that election, and we need to have, we need to reinvent it. Doug, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you, and thanks for watching us over on Twitter there. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you so much for being with us today. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's so much we can do, and double-check your voter registration, especially if you live in a red state where they are right now purging millions of Democratic voters off the rolls. We'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.